It's a pleasure. Welcome back to the program, Senator John Braun, who joins us now from Olympia. Senator, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's kind of crazy here. We're on the floor of the Senate, but I appreciate you making time to have me on.
Not as crazy as Tennessee, where they actually kicked three Democrats out for bad behavior. Has that ever happened in Washington State?
Not to my knowledge. Maybe if you go back in history, and that's not to say we haven't had some bad behavior, but to my knowledge, we've never kicked anyone out of the Senate from either side of the aisle.
What I don't understand about this is, Senator, much of what you and I talk about when you're on is we talk about the fact that, do you have the votes to pass this? Do you have the votes to block this? And then you kind of accept your losses. In Tennessee, the Democrats are in a minority. The Republicans are in a supermajority. I'll bet you wish that you had that kind of situation, but you don't. So with the Republicans in a supermajority, the Democrats figure, well, if we can't beat them with votes, will just be the ones that make the most noise, seems to be their approach to this, which I don't think there's anything in Robert's Rules of Order or the legislature's rules and regulations that say if you make the most noise, your side wins. Is there?
There's not. And you're right. I was being a little bit flippant there with bad behavior. That's not the way we behave. We want to win with the best ideas, with the best arguments, and we know that there are rules in the Senate. You can't operate, you can't govern otherwise. And you don't win in the long term by throwing a fit. You win in the long term by making the best argument. And certainly we'd like to prevail more than we do, but it's not for lack of trying. And not because we're going to throw a temper tantrum.
Well, so tell me this. How is it? I always tell people that I think the number one job of national government is national security. They could screw up on everything else, but if they keep the country safe, that's their number one job. At the local and state level, I figure it's public safety. Do that well in a community or in a state. And even if you don't do parks or diversity or anything else well, if you've done public safety right, I think most people in the state would say, okay, that was your number one job. You got that one done. How is it that the Democrats don't see public safety, for example, the ability of the police to chase the bad guys, arrest them, and bring them to justice and charge them with crimes if appropriate, stop people from overdosing from various kinds of opioid drugs? They apparently don't see that as a top priority, or do they?
Well, I would say a few of them do. Frustratingly, not enough of them. I mean, we've been at this for a long time, saying this is the top priority. As you listen to people across the state, regardless of politics, they want their families to be safe, their communities to be safe, and they know right now, under the current laws passed by the Democratic majority, they're not. And there's a high level of frustration, and it's frustrating here because they bring up all kinds of other issues that they'd rather talk about, or they'd rather talk about, and it's not that those aren't also, in some cases important, but they're not the top issue. They're not the most important issue. It's pretty clear. Public safety is the top issue, and we have some big, bad problems in our state that we need to fix, having to do, as you mentioned, with overdoses, with the access to drugs. We have this ridiculous law passed by the Democratic majority in 2021 that's prohibiting law enforcement from pursuing criminals. It's abetting lawlessness in our state, and they're not doing enough about it. That's what I say, none of them are. There's a few, and I got to give them credit, but not enough. They're being driven by the far left of their caucus to stand by and let harm continue to happen in our state.
Yeah, and the judges, I got to tell you, Senator Braun, I don't know how to fix this one, but just a few miles from where I'm standing, I'm in Vancouver, but a few miles from where I'm standing, a young lady in her 20s and her daughter were found dead in a ditch, and the man accused of killing them was a murderer who was charged with murder in Arkansas, allowed to leave the state, came to Clark County, was alleged to have been involved in a drive-by shooting at this young woman's house, and accused of assaulting her. And some judge said, oh, okay, we'll let you out on release, with not even an ankle monitor on this person. And what did he do? He's now accused of going to this woman, capturing her, kidnapping her, and killing her and her young daughter. When we got idiocy like that going on, the Democrats ought to put away all their woke stuff and just focus on public safety until they get that one done.